The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Donald Trump just got way richer, and Letitia James, the corrupt AG from New York who's trying to take Donald Trump's assets, is not going to succeed because Donald Trump was handed two lifelines this week. The first I'll talk about is that Donald Trump's Truth Social, his media company, has gone public. So you can now purchase it. It's under DJT. That's the symbol for it. You can literally go purchase Truth Social yourself. It opened up in the market around the high 50s, and it shot up to about $78 per share, came back down to the 50s. So it pretty much closed exactly where it opened. But regardless, the moment that it went public, Donald Trump's net worth shot up by $4 billion. So this isn't to say that he's going to be able to sell his stock tomorrow. That's not how it works. But his net worth has gone up considerably. And so for all of the wailing and gnashing of teeth and the howling and all that crap from Democrats saying that Donald Trump was broke, it's not true, I can promise you. He was probably worth about $2.5 billion. Now he's worth like $6.5 billion. And there's no indication that Truth Social is just going to go away. As for the stock, I don't really know what's going to happen. You know, people are probably going to short it. It's kind of a little bit more of a meme stock at this point, a lot like GameStop and Dogecoin and all that thing, all those things. But it could go up, and it's probably not going to lose, you know, all of its value. There is something behind it. It is a tech company, and it really feasibly could keep going up. So despite him not being able to sell those shares, he is richer because of it. Here is the second lifeline that Donald Trump got this week. Now, you'll remember that Letitia James, the corrupt AG, the judge, she's prosecuting him for the way that he has valued his properties, but the judge put a $464 million bond on Donald Trump. And this week, a kind of panel of judges has ruled that that is too much. It's one of our constitutional rights that you can't have excessive bail, by the way, and reduced it to $175 million, which, by the way, is still a butt ton of money. Donald Trump actually came out and said that he'd be paying it with cash.
It's a lot of money still. We'll put up cash or bond very quickly, securities, cash or bond. Whatever it is, we'll put it up very quickly.
The ironic thing about this is that leftists are always talking about corruption in the courts. But when the decision came out that Donald Trump was going to have to pay $464 million, there was excitement. There was celebration. Leftists, you know, left and right are saying, we're so excited about this. And then it gets reduced down to $175 billion, or million dollars, excuse me. And suddenly the court system is corrupt. Suddenly the judicial system is just awful, despite them loving it just a second ago. So you can't have it both ways. Kevin O'Leary, for one, had a word to say about this. Let's roll that clip.
In our Constitution, property rights are mentioned over 25 times. So this is very important, because if you're going to go over to the Middle East or to Denmark or Europe, where I'm going next week to raise money for American projects, notably data centers, when they give $3 billion to you, they want to know their property rights are protected. And so what was happening in New York was extremely scary. And I have to admit to you, in the last 2 weeks, I kept telling them before our meetings, don't worry, the adults will step in. Something will happen to advance the appellate process. Your rights are protected. Imagine me telling foreign investors that as they watch this roll out in New York. Thank goodness the adults came to the rescue. And now we have a process beginning, a 60%+ reduction in this infraction fee. And that really should be getting more to what's balanced. Trump assuring everybody he has the cash to back the bond.
So to be clear, Donald Trump has been convicted of a crime, but there is no victim of the crime. The banks that gave him the money, they're not asking for it back. They were perfectly happy to give him the money with the collateral that he set, the way he valued his real estate. By the way, just a reminder, if you didn't know this, what AG Letitia James said and what the court is saying, what the judge said originally, is that it is Mar-a-Lago is worth $18 million. It doesn't take a genius to know that Mar-a-Lago is one of the best real estate, it is one of the top real estate markets in the world. It is not worth $18 million. Trump valued it in like the mid 200 millions. Is it worth that much? I don't know, but I know it's not worth $18 million. I don't have $18 million, but I'd try to buy that. Mar-a-Lago for $18 million sounds like quite a deal. It's definitely worth hundreds of millions of dollars. But I'm struggling to find the victim. It's pretty rare that you have a crime, but there's no actual victim of the crime. Usually there's like a prosecutor, and sometimes the prosecutor is the state, which is the case in this. But usually it's because he's wronged someone. He hasn't wronged anyone. The banks were the people who would have been the victims, but they were perfectly happy to give Donald Trump money with interest, which he's paid back as far as we're aware. And so essentially, they're fine with it. There's no victim. When you look at someone like Letitia James and the kind of person she is an AG who has prosecuted Trump, and she ran on the platform that she was going to put Trump behind bars. That is undemocratic. It is against the rule of law, and it is not good. It's bad news. You shouldn't have people running saying that you are going to specifically put someone in jail if they're supposed to be on the side of the law. The correct approach might be, I think that this person has done something wrong and I'm going to prosecute them. That's fine. But to straight up say, I'm going to do everything in my power to make him go to jail is wrong. The people are seeing it. That's why Trump is surging in the polls. And man, these two lifelines are huge for Donald Trump moving forward, not just for November, but honestly, just for him being able to continue to campaign and push against the establishment, which is clearly trying to make it so that he cannot get on the ground and campaign against Joe Biden. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. If you got a little bit of value or entertainment out of this, please go down below, like, and subscribe. Also, comment your thoughts on these lifelines that Trump got, what you think his odds of winning the election in 2024 are, and we will see you next time.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.